All right. So as you plan your weekend, look ahead beyond that to summertime. If you have kids or grandkids, kids in the family, what are they going to do this summer? There aren't that many options you'll find. I know everything we had planned for the summer for my daughter Gabby is pretty much canceled. She was going to go do her first overnight summer camp, and that's no longer happening. A couple of her other activities they were going to do online, some, kind of convert to that whole thing.
So, are you relieved or disappointed that she's not going to overnight
disappointed.
camp?
I'm disappointed. Well, look, she was sort of had a mixed thing about it. She was like, okay, I know one person who's going, so I feel comfortable. She's a little nervous, first time, right? Would have been a great experience for her.
Right.
I just think having kids home after is working parents or non-working parents, doesn't matter, just being cooped up in the house for so long and then going through a whole summer without anything, that starts being a concern, frankly. And then I'm trying to explain to her how a virtual camp is just going to be great this year. It's going to be awesome. You're going to sit around a fake campfire and you're going to have like a Zoom call and you're going to sing camp songs and
just
maybe
like
have
you've been doing for 4 months.
Oh, jeez. Can you toast a virtual marshmallow? I mean, how does this whole thing work? I don't know. I don't know how that's that experience is going to go.
I'm sure there's an app for that.
It's true. And maybe they're all just going to be so. But isn't camp one of those things that you got? I mean, it's like a defining experience as a kid in so many ways, especially overnight camp. Did you guys like your overnight camps?
Loved it.
I think I went to a Y camp where we spent one night out, and then I'd go to basketball camps.
Mm-hmm. Those were daytime stuff?
Well, that was the basketball camps were nighttime. You'd spend a week in North Central in Naperville. Al McGuire's camps.
Very cool. I went to Girl Scout camps, which were great. And it's the experience they're not going to have this year, but there are some options. And here to tell us a little bit more about what's going on, how people are pivoting. Everyone's pivoting. That's the new word. Businesses are pivoting. Parents are pivoting. What do we do? Okay, we can't do that. What do we do now? Hillary Bird is the managing editor at Chicago Parent Magazine. Happy Friday to you, Hillary. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you so much. I hope everyone's expecting and hoping for a really great weekend. I cannot wait for the weather to just be just a little bit cooler so that you can be outside and not just sweltering. But, I agree. I think we were looking forward to camp, too, and we've got little kids, but we just wanted the socialization. And that's really hard to do on a Zoom call. Yeah. Is get, when you've got little kids, to get that socialization. So there's not, there are some things that you have to try and want to try new. You can start, especially if you've got kids for their first backyard or back out, actual overnight camping experience, you could try backyard camping to see what you can do, or even if you've got a tent, put up a tent in your living room. Don't stake it, obviously, but just, try to put it up in your living room so the kids can get the experience of, okay, this is what it's like to be, in my sleeping bag in my space for this amount of time. And again, I know it's not the same, but, you're giving them an experience that that they don't have every single night for the last 4 months.
Roast a marshmallow on top of the grill or on the burners. Not the same. Again, not the same, but something you can do.
Right. No. Oh, exactly. Be very careful. But yes. The other thing too, the nice thing that when you start phase three is the day camps can start. So kids you need to get them out of the house. There can be some day camps that start, and as well as youth sports camps with drills. It's drills only. You're not going to see a lot of little leagues playing games against each other or 3-on-3 basketball tournaments for a while. But some of those things can start again. The catch there, if you've got multiple children that have been stuck in a house together for the last 4 months and you send them to the same camp, they're going to be stuck together again. The rules are still requiring that people from the same household be in the same groups. So with your limit of 10, and if you have three children, they're going to be together again. So
not as much socializing, just all fighting probably.
Mm-hmm. That's it. You're just transferring the fighting to somebody else's problem.
Yeah, that might be good.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Get some, if you're still at home, get some work done.
Yeah.
But that allows for them to get out of the house, but unfortunately doesn't give them that same experience. There is some stuff that you... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just hearing that you're talking about options and that kind of thing. I'm hearing like even like getting kids together. Not every parent is ready to do that as we move into the next phase. I'm hearing so, especially from those that either live with an older relative or want to go in, back and forth and see grandma, and they've all been kind of staying at home. They're trying to preserve that, so they're not necessarily even getting together with the kids getting together in this phase. I don't know what you're hearing on that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're hearing very similar, almost exactly the same things. I've got a friend of mine who lives in Virginia who posted on Facebook, how many of her friends they opened up today, too. And they, posted, okay, how many people are going out? And it was 15 people almost immediately said, nope, not wow. doing it. And I think we're going to find a lot of that initially, too. I think there are people who are very eager and excited and to get their kids out of the house. Those are typically people who don't have somebody, don't have a kid at home that might have asthma or some other, some other pre-existing condition. They just said, okay, my child is really mentally and emotionally to the point that if we don't get them out around other people, we're going to have to start to talk to a counselor. Yeah. And I think those are the people that are very eager to get their child out. But I think that'd be a smaller portion of the population. So you might get your kids into a day camp and find out it's really not as populated as you expected, just because people don't necessarily want their kids out of the house. They're just not prepared for that.
Yeah, I was watching I saw a video from my sister. My nephew was playing football with himself in their yard. It's so sad. He wants so badly to get back to sports. He misses it so badly. And then I saw another one, a video of a kid just using the wall, like the brick wall for tennis, back and forth, because there's no one really to play with. Some people are going to be comfortable with an outdoor activity, socially distancing. They can figure it out. And then, there's some that just they're not ready yet. You guys have I have to just give you so much credit. You have a small staff over at Chicago Parent Magazine, Hillary, mm-hmm. but you have constantly kept it so minute by minute updated of options for people, things for kids to do. It's really incredible. I've used it as a resource, and you've got great stuff there for people.
Oh, well, thank you so much. We've got a few really interesting stories too on how to create Camp Mom, if you want to, to sort of give your kids experiences throughout the summer that are different than what they got through school, in giving them options. It's going to depend a little bit on age as well. We've got options to leave your kids in charge of meals and let them learn to cook. You can be there and help them. That's not as helpful if your kids are really small, but definitely if they're a little bit older, and eager to want to learn to cook and want to do those kinds of things. If they are missing a camp, talk to them about what they were eager to see and what they really wanted to do at camp, and see how you can adjust that to what works into your lifestyle. Whether hey, I was really looking forward to pottery. We've got some great businesses in Chicago that do DIY kits, and you can pick one of those up and let your kids, get into clay and get into pottery and try a few things.
There are options. You just got to find them. Thank you, Hillary.
Right. Thank you guys so much.